to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. There are still no signs of any sunspots visible on the earthward facing side of the sun, which means the sunspot number is zero. That's the smooth sunspot number. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is also very low, now hovering around 60 at 60. So as we move further into sunspot or solar cycle number 24, conditions on shortwave for the high frequencies over darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be quite unreliable worldwide. Frequencies below 10 MHz are more appropriately noticeable during evening periods on darkness paths. Anyway, some information now on propagation patterns here in Melbourne as we move through our winter. Actually, midwinter has passed. So these notes were made recently in our pre-sunrise period between 2030 and 2100. They relate to signals heard in the 49 and 41 metre bands. First of all, 5860, Radio Fardar, broadcasting from the Kuwait relay station in Persian. 5910, the BBC from the relay station in the UAE at Dubaiya with its Arabic programs. 5995, the Voice of Hope, a political broadcasting station in South Korea with programming in Korean. 5985, China Radio International, the transmitting station at Beijing for this service in English. And 5960, the Voice of Turkey from Ankara with programming in Turkish. 5950, the Korean Broadcasting System, using the relay in France at Issedon with programs in French for Europe, Africa and the Middle East. China National Radio Network 1, two frequencies noted, 5945 and 6125. And on 6110, Ethiopia, Radio Fanar, broadcasting in Amharic. And 6145, the Korean Broadcasting System, this time from the relay at Dubaiya in the UAE, with programming in Arabic. And 6170, Radio Romania International, with broadcast in English. In the 41 metre band, some signals of note include 7390, China Radio International, from Jinhua in Hungarian, broadcasting of course to Europe. 7345, China National Radio Network 1. And 7230, also China National Radio Network 1. So, some interesting signals there in our pre-sunrise period, heard here in Melbourne recently, between 2030 and 2100. All signals following darkness paths coming to Melbourne from the west and the north, the 49 and 41 metre bands. Some additional observations made in the same time period as our previous report, between 2030 and 2100 in the 49 metre band, include the following notable frequency occupancies. 5910, the UAE, BBC from Dubaya in Arabic. 5920, Germany, HCJB, the religious broadcaster, with its low-powered relay transmission at a site known as Wienermoor in Germany, with religious programs in German. Quite low-powered transmitter on that frequency, and the frequency is clear of interference, as we noted here in Melbourne. And 6055, Bulgaria, the Overcomer Ministry, the religious broadcasting station, using relay station at Kostinbrod, with broadcasting in English. And 6145, the frequency for Korean Broadcasting System, also from Dubaya in the UAE in Arabic. That's from the UAE. So a few signals there. Report actually was in two parts for the 2030 and 2100 time periods. Pre-sunrise here in Melbourne recently. We switch our attention now to shortwave reception in Eastern Europe, thanks to the resources provided by the Bulgarian monitoring organisation, which puts out its regular SWLDX online newsletter. And this is some information from the latest newsletter for signals heard in Sofia. Voice of the Eritrean Lowlands via the Issedan France relay station, noted on 15390 between 1700 and 1730 in Arabic on Mondays to Saturdays to East Africa. Transmitting power there is 100 kilowatts and the antenna is 123 degrees. And the Voice of Greece, noted with the religious program on Sundays, Orthodox Liturgy on 9420, heard in the morning period in Bulgaria from around 06:30 on 9420 from the transmitting site at Avalos, with 150 kilowatts, 150 and 323 degrees antenna, programs to Western Europe. And the frequency change of the station, known as the Living Water Ministry Broadcasting, 1515 to 1615 on 6055 in Korean on Tuesdays to Fridays to Northeast Asia, 200 kilowatts and the antenna 320 degrees, that frequency replaces 5905. And India, good signals in Europe, on Eastern Europe, of All India Radio, the national service, on 9865 from the Bangalore transmitting station, 0900 to 1200 with 500 kilowatts and antenna 038 degrees. That's to Southern Asia in Hindi. And reception of the station with the call sign T8WH, World Harvest Radio International from Palau, broadcasting on 9930 between 0900 and 1200 to East Asia in English, antenna 318 degrees and transmitting power 100 kilowatts. And FEBA Radio, FEBA, the Far East Broadcasting Association, using the relay station at Yerevan in Armenia, good reception in Eastern Europe between 1730 and 1800 on 7510 to East Africa in the Silta language, transmitting power 300 kilowatts and the antenna 192 degrees. And the station RAE, that's the Argentine External Service, broadcasting from WRMI at Okeechobee in Florida, the USA. The station has made some frequency changes recently, and we'll give those to you in a forthcoming program.
So those notes were from the latest edition of the online newsletter of the short SWLDX Bulgaria organisation. We thank that organisation for assistance in allowing us to reuse their items here on the Australian DX report. Some more monitoring notes now from Melbourne. This time, 41 metre band. In our morning period, again, in the pre-sunrise time window, between 2030 and 2100, following signals noted recently. 7375 KSDA at Guam, with Russian programming until signing off at 2030. 7360 Vatican Radio, broadcasting in French to Africa and Europe, signing on at 2040. 7350 China Radio International in French from the Urumqi transmitting station in China until closing at 2027. 7280 The Voice of Vietnam with its broadcast in French to Africa, the Middle East and Europe. And 7205 Radio France International from the Issoudun France transmitting station in French. 7425, very strong signals from the station in Tehran in Iran, broadcasting in Arabic. And 7215, China Radio International, interesting signal from the Serik Albania relay station with transmissions in Arabic. And 7505, a politically based station, North Korea Reform Radio, broadcasting in the Korean language. So, a few signals there, again in the morning period here in Melbourne, 2030 through 2100, and those conditions will continue to remain rather stable in the days ahead.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
It's so lonesome away from your kangaroo and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so small with the rear, than to stand it up on all the pub with no beer. Now the publican's anxious for the world to be fun. There's a far away look on the face of the bum. The farmer is cranky and the cook's acting queer. What a terrible place he's a pub with no beer. Then the stockman rides up with his riders beat throat, rolls up to the bar, pulls his cash from his coat.
Walks in the kitchen, he's with your curly gear, but he brings